Before we begin our meditation, as much as possible, please find a quiet and comfortable space where you won't be disturbed. Meditation is never about being perfect. You cannot fail at meditating because it is simply about practicing and discovering and trying to release ideas of good or bad, right way or wrong way. If you can, find the environment that best promotes relaxation and focus for you. Also, keep a journal or notebook and a pen or pencil dedicated to meditation nearby. Journaling after meditation is a personal and introspective practice. It can deepen your understanding of your mind, emotions, and overall well-being. Try to make this a practice to enhance the benefits of both meditation and self-reflection. Let's begin. Find a comfortable space and body position where stillness can wrap around you like a soft cocoon, and you can let the outside world go even just a little. Close your eyes and begin to draw your focus inward, watching your natural rhythm of breath and noticing your chest passively rise and fall. With each inhale, welcome in calm and release bits of tension with each exhale. Try your best to accept wherever your body is at, rather than rush or force it to be relaxed. Take 4 more deep breaths at your own pace. And try to imagine a protective bubble of love and light around you. Let's embark on a meditation that guides us on a journey into the profound yearning for sovereignty and the power to shape our lives. As you navigate the constant stream of your thoughts, consider releasing any expectations that your thoughts should be doing anything other than what they are doing, and simply accept whatever thought is coming and going, realizing that it isn't you. Turn your inward gaze toward a deep awareness of your true desires and motivations. In this space, you cannot fail. There is no failing at experiencing what is happening for you right now. Breathe deeply, inhaling this realization of no failure, allowing each breath to connect you more intimately with accepting your experience. Now, as you continue to breathe, with each inhale, draw in a little bit of courage and intention to be authentic to yourself. Imagine breathing in appreciation for yourself, appreciating your willingness to try, your search for freedom and wellness. As you exhale, visualize your breath releasing bit by bit the weight of societal expectations and its pressures on you to be performative, performing for others, rather than being true to yourself. If it feels available to you, maybe also release any ideas about fear, perhaps the fear of not being loved or safe if you show up authentically, or even the fear of simply being judged. In this meditative state, envision a life where your pursuit of change is guided by great compassion. If you can access self-compassion, please use that. If you're like so many and self-compassion is a challenge, maybe picture a being who represents compassion for you, a pet, a family member, a religious figure, and picture them sending unconditional compassion to you. Breathe in the energy of this compassion, given freely, and then exhale, picturing any self-judgments leaving with your breath. Now, envision yourself walking a path illuminated by the gentle glow of this compassion, where the path leads you to your authentic self. In this walk, the power to rewrite your narrative arises within you, carried on the rhythm of your breath. You are not a mere performer on life's stage, but the author of your own story. While society may pressure you to perform for them rather than being yourself, you are not a performance. You are not a performance. Instead, you are a sovereign being, a one-of-a-kind blessing to this life, bringing unique gifts and service to others. You are worthy, not because of what you do, but just because you exist. You are a human being, not a human doing. Rest in the harmony of breath and compassion that melts the performer in you and reconnects you to your most authentic self. Take a few final deep breaths. When you are ready, gradually flutter open your eyes if they were closed during meditation. Take a few moments to sit comfortably and bring your attention back to your body and position. Next, take out your journal and jot down any thoughts or emotions that surfaced during meditation. These could be insights into your daily life, body sensations, or any patterns you observed. Lastly, capture a few bullets of gratitude that feel true for you right now. If you cannot think of one, simply thank yourself for being willing to do this exercise. Remember, as you re-enter your daily activities, that this experience will continue to support you.